it is time to enter Abandon, an immersive experience set against the backdrop of a small town brimming with mystery. One of the masterminds behind Abandon joins us this morning, Kia Shoesmith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you back on Brekkie. You were here last year,
yeah.
Or maybe the year before.
Last year, I think around the same time.
Around the same time,
yeah.
Because you are kind of like part of Fringe in more ways than one every year at the moment. Yeah. We spoke about Freak Show last year.
Yep, yep.
Back in 2022, though, with Abandon. What's the story here?
So Abandon is, it's actually set like in Perth.
Okay.
And yeah, so basically it follows the story of a girl called Lily who goes missing. So we've reached out and asked the public to come and help figure out what happened to Lily. And they get to come into this incredible space and get to see the inner workings of what's happened and try to solve, yeah, what's happened to this missing girl and where she's gone and how she got where she is.
Interesting. You can't really give too much away on Breakfast, can you? Because it's the whole show, right?
Yeah. The whole premise of the show is, you know, figuring things out. So if I give too much away, then it's like, oh, don't come to the show. You already know what's going to happen.
It's like the best, worst marketing tool of all time.
Yeah. The secret, the big secret that you've got to not tell anybody about. But it's so good that you want people to find out about it.
Yeah, you just have to come and quite literally investigate for yourself.
Yeah.
Backdoor Productions is your company. It's the company behind this show and a bunch of others. It's yourself and one other person, Rachel.
Yes.
How long does it take for the pair of you to sort of come up with these shows every time?
So we actually looked at this venue last year for the Fringe 2021 season. So probably 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. we went looking for venues and we stumbled across this particular venue and we walked in there and we went, oh, it's not right for this year's Fringe. But the moment we stepped into that room, just the vibe of that room set our brains off, and we literally walked out the door and I turned to her and I went, an immersive horror? And she went, yeah. And so then our brains literally went into overdrive and we were still trying to plan for 2021 Fringe. But then in the background, we had this show kind of going. So by the time we actually started the creative process, it happened in July mm-hmm. where we started casting people and thinking about what was going to happen. And then, yeah, it's a bit of a collaborative process. We get the artists to kind of help us in this show create what we've created.
Wow. So the venue informs the show. It's sort of like an initial jumping off point for you. And then all these are the people that are part of, I guess, the cast as well.
Yeah. So the it also depends. Sometimes we create shows without a venue in mind because you don't know where you're going to end up in at Fringe. So you have to kind of create a show that's got a broad spectrum that could fit on any stage. But this one, we walked into the room and we went, this is where we want it. This
wow.
is how we're going to make it.
Okay. We've talked sort of briefly. You're on a mission as part of the audience to find out what has happened to this person. When people come along, what's sort of the plan? I mean, paint a picture of this venue because we've alluded to it being a huge part of the show this year. Where is the venue?
So the venue is on Pier Street, which if you know where the Perth Town Hall is, or I'm pretty sure it's on the same street but down the road from the Miss Maud's in the city. Mm-hmm. But it's a massive complex where it's connected to Huzzard Studios, which is a photography studio. They've got like a McNess Memorial Hall there. And then on, I think it's the fifth or sixth floor, is this studio called After Dark. It doubles as, you know, a gallery. They do live paintings in there. They do live performances. And yeah, the building, the actual rooms, I should say, are painted black from floor to ceiling.
Oh, wow.
So when the lights go out,
it's dark.
Yeah.
So it's a big cavernous space then.
I wouldn't say it's a cavernous space. It has all these little nooks and crannies in there that's what we utilize, and we want people to explore inside the space. So they have 20 minutes to just free roam, and in different areas of the space is the story's unfolding.
Interesting. Kia Shoesmith joins you this morning. We are talking about Abandon, an immersive experience as part of Fringe World this year. I'll give you the details in a moment. All right, so when people come along to be a part of the experience that is Abandon, are we working together as an audience? Do we have teams? Like, how does it unfold for the patrons?
It is really just a free-form kind of show. We do have a little bit of a structure at the start and a little bit of structure at the end, but for the majority of the 20-minute runtime, it is you freely roaming around the space, and you can stay in all the little different scenes that are playing on a continuous loop. So you can walk in and, you know, maybe watch a minute of one and walk into the next one and watch the full 3-minute piece in front of you. But as you wander around the space, you get an idea of what's happening.
Oh, interesting. All right, lots of moving parts for this one. Lots for you to explore in the space, in the performances. And then what, we all come together at the end and
at the
maybe
end
find
you,
out?
Yeah, at the end you get your own little... you get a nice little bow wrapped on it for you before you leave.
So folks who are coming along, is participation, I mean, we obviously will need to walk around, but is participation required in that sort of way?
Not at all. You are practically a voyeur in this sense of just watching it unfold.
All right. If you are heading along to this, Abandon, an immersive experience, is happening from Feb 2 to Feb 5, two sessions per evening at the After Dark venue. All the details are at the Fringe website. We'll pop a link up on our website as well. Here, you might be the busiest person as part of Fringe this year. You've got heaps of shows going on.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few. You can find them all at the Fringe website. I'm looking forward to catching up again next year to see what you've got cooked up.
Oh, yeah, it's already underway in the backs of our minds.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Kia Shoesmith. Thank you for being on Breakfast.
No, thank you for having me.